sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Time for Brady to report all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And, of course, Hooters is going to give you something very special today. Tonight at Hooters, the Metro Center, Valentine's Vixen dress-up and bikini pageant. That's tonight at the Metro Center. Have a cold beer and hang out with your favorite Hooters girls tonight at 7. Now, I don't know if that means they're dressing up or you can dress up. I say go for it. The Valentine's Vixen dress-up bikini pageant, because Valentine's Day isn't just a day.
Yes, we mean you, Bubba.
Do it. In a bikini. It's a Valentine's and a perfect day, 80-degree day, sweltering. Valentine's Day, Vixen dress-up and bikini pageant out there at the Metro Center Hooters, 7 o'clock tonight. Head on over there and see what you can do on a Thursday night. Lingerie, bikinis, I'm not sure what goes. Show up at the door and have
hot.
Them play it. I think the girls will be dressed up. I'm positive they will. They're not going to make. They're going to rely on their patrons, are they? They have to participate, too.
Yeah, I would hope so.
There you go. The ladies of Hooters, Valentine's Vixen night. All right. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Muffin Day.
Mmm.
There's also another choice. National Love Your Pet Day.
Well, I do that every day.
But the rule
Wait, we can
on
only
that,
do one?
Yeah. Well, I can have a muffin or I can love my dog.
I'm thinking about, you know, if I have to say it, because sometimes there's multiple things in a day. But I go by the age of the day, like which one was invented before.
Oh, you go with the traditional, the authentic.
Yeah, not and I'm not sure about, you know, but I know it sounds like National Love Your Pet Day was like 2018.
Love Your Pet Day is every day.
Should be every day.
Never stop loving your pet should be every day.
And I figured, you know, the Muffin Day.
Rich, is that a drone going by the window?
Getting some aerial footage.
You see it? Right over the bump.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Where's Larry?
That thing's... Oh, it's a helicopter.
Oh.
Holy cow, it's so low. What's it doing so low?
And the profile as it was coming at us.
There's another one.
Newsies?
What are they... That thing was a third of the way up Camelback.
Is that News Chopper?
Why was it so low? Oh, boy. We got trouble brewing.
Rescue?
The team's on it. The KUPD news team's on it. That was the strangest low-flying helicopter I've ever seen. Didn't raise up at all. Oh, boy. Well, everybody stay home for 20 minutes. We'll figure this out. Brady, go ahead.
Got a couple of fun facts. People around the world ate almost 104 billion packages of ramen noodles in 2018. That's more than 13 servings per person.
100 and how many?
104 billion packages.
My stepson's knocking that average out of the yard.
104 billion? Oh, my God. Oh, it must be mostly China.
Well,
I don't think so.
They're putting a dent in.
I think the college kids really
throw that
down.
Yeah, but they can go 104 billion.
Yeah.
There's 330 million people here. That would be all of us.
So it would be five each?
Just crushing ramen on a regular.
Again, well, they're saying 13 servings per package. So in a package of ramen, is that two servings or...
Like, you mean one wrapped up? No, that's, I mean, anybody who knows ramen, you're eating the whole thing.
Yeah,
if you
right.
But it's technically 13 servings. Well, it is.
Well, yeah, I know.
Based on, like, your average amounts of what you should be getting per serving from food.
Hold on. One of those packets is 13 servings?
Not meant to serve you 13 times, but your daily intake of salt probably means that you probably are getting 13 times the need of that if you eat this whole thing. I would assume salt's the big thing on there because they are some salty little
packets. I
guess
the pack would say two servings.
No. What did you get 13 from?
Well, that's the average of more than 13 servings per person.
Oh, per person. I thought you meant per packet.
So that doesn't mean people are having 13 packs.
That didn't surprise me that there are 13 servings if there are in a package because the salt intake from a ramen thing is like eating an entire.
Pretty high.
188 calories, 27 grams of carbs, 7 grams of fat.
That's not bad.
5 grams of protein, 1 gram of fiber.
Four pounds of salt.
891 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah, it's salt.
Per serving.
Per serving.
Per serving. And there's a couple
which is 41% of your intake for the day.
Yeah.
And how many servings per Package.
One.
Oh, just one of those packages. One. Okay. Yeah. That's not terrible. 41% of your daily salt intake from one little package of ramen is high.
But it does also have 16% of your recommended daily intake of thiamine and 13% of folate.
Well, you're not doing too bad with the ramen. I used to like it, but then for some reason when I quit eating a lot of salt, that's all I taste with ramen. It's so I don't put salt on anything. If it comes with salt, that's fine, but I don't add salt.
I just put half the packet in.
Yeah. I half a packet of salt?
No, the flavor the packet. Ramen. I put half.
I haven't eaten
ramen.
So
you're getting 20.5% of your daily sodium.
Yeah. I haven't had a package of ramen
still a lot.
In 25 years.
No way. Really?
No way. Absolutely don't want packages of ramen.
Been about a month for me.
No kidding. No thanks.
Well, just because we stock it in our pantry.
I've gone to restaurants and had it. Not too often. Maybe three times in those 25 years. But
what I've done lately is we've got a couple of good recipes for you just use the ramen noodles and then you make up your own ramen.
Makes your house smell like that foreign kid's house in school.
It does. It does.
Anytime you walk in, you go, what kind of stews are you guys making?
Get in your room and study.
It stinks.
Anytime you use sesame oil to cook. Ugh. Yeah.
That little package opens up.
Your house smells like Wang's.
It's like beef and feet.
Wang's the restaurant, I mean.
Oh, I see. I don't know what a house of Wang's so there goes another helicopter. Something terrible happened up.
For 1 hour a year, it's the same time in Oregon and Florida.
Say what? Huh?
Parts of eastern Oregon are on mountain time, and parts of Florida Panhandle, the Panhandle there, are on central.
But those are two different
times. What does that
times.
Mean?
For 1 hour a year, it's the same time.
Oh. I don't know how that happened.
So when western Florida sets the clocks back from 2 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Hadn't
in
gotten
the fall,
to Oregon yet. Dig it.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
That makes sense. For a second.
Well, for...
When Florida clicks it, they're on time with Oregon until Oregon does theirs a couple hours later.
A ticket company called TickPick.
Mm.
So close.
Don't confuse it.
Conducted a survey involving over 1,000 people, and they asked when people first heard their all-time favorite band. What age were they? The average answer was 13 years old.
Yeah, probably about right.
Yeah, Loverboy and Quarterflash, 13.
That's your favorite all-time band?
No.
You need to get in a hole and bury yourself.
Or even was it,
just
at 13?
Not your favorite band when you were 13. Your favorite all-time band. And if you say Loverboy and Quarterflash again, I'm going to bring in Jeremy to replace you immediately because there's no way his answer's worse. And he's got bad answers to things.
Favorite band of all time?
I don't want to know anymore. You've already...
I got them at 13?
No, this is like missing a Jeopardy question. Alex just moves on. You can't say Loverboy and Quarterflash and have me forget that.
I thought he said concert was it.
Mine was about 7 because I was introduced to the Beatles at about 6 or 7 years old, and my mom's
but
big
there's
fan.
No way that you.
Oh, I loved it.
They were the impact that they have on you now. Then
they impacted me pretty good.
You understood them.
Well, I don't know that I understood the lyrics to the point where I'm like, oh, that's life experience and whatever. I loved the Beatles,
but when you
like,
went
immediately.
Out, was that like one of the first? Albums?
No, first out. Well, I had records, but I was big into music as a little kid, so 3-4 years old. There's pictures of me with Frampton Comes Alive at age 4 because I'm the same height as if you folded the album out.
Yeah, I got a picture of the Jerry Rafferty 8-track.
There it is. So I had Foreigner and ELO and stuff like that. I had those records when I was like 3. My third Christmas, I got a Sound Design record player.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Mine had lights underneath
sweet.
It.
Mine had
flashed to the beat.
Mine was shaped like a spaceship. And like an idiot, I spun the turntable with my finger because I'm 3. I shouldn't have been in control of anything.
Early scratching?
Yeah,
you spun
there was
it
no
the
record
wrong,
on it. I'm like,
you spun
that's
it
cool.
the wrong way?
Yeah, because I was still a stupid mushhead 3. I just liked records. And I would play them, and I thought it was really neat, and I liked that. But Frampton Comes Alive was my first, like, oh, my God thing. But the Beatles, when I found that,
mine was
that
like
changed
a,
it all.
A three-way tie, more or less. Led Zeppelin, Van Halen, Cars.
All-time favorites.
Up there, and Police. There's 4.
Yep. You make
that
a decision.
I know.
Well, you were like 15 then.
Well, you can only have one.
I was 13 when Led Zeppelin was first in.
Yeah, that's pretty early. Yeah, I was
never
young.
Never got the Led Zeppelin. I like them.
I
never
love
them.
They never became my thing, but I like them a lot. Yeah, I was 7, and my mom started to play. I remember it was Revolver. And I'm like, this is maybe the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
My mom had Let It Be that she played a lot.
I wore it out. And then we went to Kmart and bought all the records. She goes, you like this? I'm like, I love this. And we went to Kmart and got all the albums and just sat and listened to Magical Mystery Tour.
And that's funny, the member, because I can remember being in an RV for a weekend, my family road trip, and we borrowed the RV from another family, and they had an 8-track in there, and it was Rubber Soul. And that was going to Pennsylvania, so it's 5 hours of that going.
Looping it.
I remember before we went to Idaho one time, we stopped at Gibson's to buy some tapes. My mom wanted tapes for the trip. I had to go have them unlock that 8-track tape that you could reach your hand into just to look at them. Yep. So you could look at them, but you couldn't pull them out.
Right.
So that was the cool thing. We got Tom T. Hall and Mickey Gilley.
Yeah.
And I probably haven't listened to them since.
64% of the parents said they tried to influence their kids' musical tastes.
My parents did.
Parents who are fans of indie rock are the biggest offenders.
If influencing means making them turn off theirs, then yes.
I didn't have an option. We're in the K5 Blazer. Dad's station's on. And we're listening to ELO and Boston, and that's what we're listening to.
Now imagine if you were able to connect your Walkman to your dad's car stereo.
But my dad and I had similar tastes and that's probably why, is because he started to kind of indoctrinate me in his. But the Beatles thing was my mom's influence completely. I still to this day,
hard rock,
love the Beatles.
John, you realize that back in November, there was a 13-year-old driving with his dad, maybe his mom. Right around Play-Doh time.
Oh, no.
Dandar came on.
Dandar is his all-time favorite.
That 13-year-old now will be imprinted forever.
God, I hope that's not true.
Last month, three guys in Clearwater, Florida robbed a CVS.
Oh, no. They showed up again.
Dad, it's on again.
It's happening. 5 hours, a loop.
Loop that. Survive it. That's the head skull crusher challenge.
So these three guys, Clearwater, Florida, robbed a CVS. They clearly put a lot of time into the prep.
All their receipt tape.
They struck about 5 a.m. wearing surgical gloves. They waved guns, tied up the employees with zip ties. They knew exactly what they wanted to steal. As many bottles of opioids like the hydrocodone.
opioids? That's the worst episode of Vandy Griffith ever.
I don't know if you know what they are.
Band name, though.
Hope you seem tired, son.
They're opioids, but they're red.
And they're opioids.
Yeah.
Right. Great band name. Opie's Opioids.
Andy, I think your boy's a heroin problem. Now, B, you got to nip it in the bud, and your boy's on the heroin.
They got away with 10,000 or so pills. The cops were investigating the scene. They started noticing pill bottles on the street. Just followed the trail. They were tossing them out of the car as they're emptying them out into the bags. They end up falling off the house. Robbers had $320,000 worth of pills.
Wow. Pharmacies need to be like banks, because if they've got that much money inside.
I do regret that in life, that I didn't get involved in pharmaceutical sales, because I had an opportunity.
I have like five friends that are in it.
And I had no moral dilemma with it, even to this day.
No.
But I know a couple friends who jetted off, and one lives in like the Keys now.
Well, that's because I don't think even with all that, you'd be like that guy in West Virginia that's ordering 1 million pills at a one tiny pharmacy that started the whole opioid crisis in West Virginia.
Yeah. Yes, I would.
You'd be that guy?
Yeah.
I'm selling 1 million pills. Yeah. Of course I am.
Yes. Everybody's like, what a bad dude. I'm like, no.
Entrepreneur.
That guy just took advantage of a market. It's out there. He's overcharging everybody. What a horrible. Okay. You guys were buying it.
Philly Jesus was kicked out of the installation mass of the new Philadelphia Archbishop Nelson Perez. He was at the Cathedral Basilica, St. Peter's. And
I'm sorry, but I thought sandwich when you said Philly Jesus.
So did I.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
I didn't know.
Just watch me walk on water. Hey, everybody, I'm walking on water. I'm going to go all the way over to Cherry Hill.
With whiz?
Well, got the whiz. God, I have the whiz. Can't walk on water without the whiz.
I'd have a glass told him boat to leave.
Because I got Flex Seal. I'm Philly Jesus. You know, I'm from Philly. Stuff happens in Philly. You know, you get hung up on, like, giant sticks in Philly. Somebody get me a glass of water. I'll turn it into wine.
The officer told him to leave. He said he's a citizen expressing his freedom of religion. He says they took me, they dragged my feet, took my ankles and dragged my hands like military style, like I was a terrorist. I was so embarrassed. All I did was sit in front of the Holy Sacrament. He was given a citation.
Wasn't that a Temple of the Dog song? Right?
There's a
cheese stick Jesus, where are you from?
There's Philly Jesus.
Maybe Taiwan.
That's a good Jesus.
Yeah, he's in a robe and
he looks good.
Tied up.
I don't know what's going on here, officer. Just sitting out here in my robe, drinking water.
A can of whiz.
Having a water ice. Got a can of whiz in case cheesesteaks show.
Happen.
Trying to make cheesesteaks just appear out of thin blue air. It's a miracle. Philly Jesus. Philly Jesus. People from Philly, did you make that up or was that in the thing?
No, that's what they call it.
Everybody from Philly has to add that in. Jimmy from Philly. Philly Jesus. Can't you just be Jesus? Why aren't you Jesus of Pennsylvania? There's a Nazareth in Pennsylvania. There's a Bethlehem in Pennsylvania. Move to Nazareth, PA and be right. Jesus of Nazareth. Philly Jesus. Idiot.
Well, I don't think they're going to say Michigan Mark Latunsky.
Right.
This is a little follow-up on a story. You remember, I'll refresh your memory. This is a guy, he met a 25-year-old male on Grindr.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's name was Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy took him back to his house.
Killed him.
Yeah.
That amazing
they found
house
him
on
hanging
the hill.
Upside down. Right. He sauteed his testicles and ate them.
That's right.
Mark Latunsky was in jail, and they just recently found him dead.
Oh, the
in
new
a cell.
Guy. Oh, Clinton's
he's
killed
refusing
him.
To eat.
Clinton's got him again.
Couldn't get the. Remember his little house on the hill there?
Yeah, it was a beautiful house on the hill.
And then he kind of looked like our own Marcus Meng.
Oh, that's right. He was the Marcus Meng guy. He looks like our employee. That will bother Marcus that I said that. Not that. He looks like him, but that he's our employee.
In Sparta, Michigan.
You know your city sucks, though. It's a fact.
Wow.
No cool cities call themselves like your name. Like, there's nobody going, hey, I'm Phoenix Johnny or New York Johnny. It's Philly Johnny, Johnny from Philly. Cincinnati Johnny.
Colorado.
Boston Bobby.
Are there?
Colorado Don. Or
I've never heard of that guy.
Never heard of that guy.
Colorado's pretty
Eric
hip.
Plays a guy in poker.
Oh, that poker yeah. People don't count. That's different. They're always coming up with dumb nicknames for them. So I'm talking about guys who just go about their lives and are like, hey, what's your name? I'm Philly Johnny. Like, you're an idiot. Nobody ever said, you know, Waco. I'm Waco Rob. Oh, you're an idiot too. It's always crap cities. Nobody ever calls themselves
Detroit
like,
Sally.
Yeah. Right. That city sucks. Nobody ever calls themselves like, you know, Palm Springs Jeff. Because it's a nice place.
Oh, man. I got taken down by Palm Springs Jeff.
Yeah, Palm Springs Jeff. That guy's the most fun person ever. Why does he call himself that? Palm Springs is a fine city. He's from there, man. That's dumb. It only works for crappy cities like Pomona Tony.
Gold Canyon Tom.
Pomona Paul.
Yeah, Pomona Paul. Well, I'm Bakersfield Bobby. Go, yeah, your city sucks and your whole life is revolving around sucking. My name is Sausalito Sam. Nope, Sausalito's beautiful. Don't do that.
Don't
it's because there's no
Sausalito.
Rubes from nice towns.
In Sparta, Michigan. There's a woman recovering after her hand was partially amputated while working at a wax paper manufacturer. Emergency crews responded around 6:30 p.m.
What was their
to Handy Wax Corporation.
Man.
Handy Wax.
They said they got her to the hospital. They are going to reattach the hand. It was halfway off. They're not sure if it will take or not. We'll have to see.
Was Robert Kraft just hanging around? I thought it was a different place. It seemed by name that I would enjoy it at Handy Wax. We're re-signing Tommy. God, I hate that Robert Kraft. He did a speech the other day. I'm like, how does anybody listen to him?
Glenn Davis was a bus driver for Grand Meadow Public Schools in Minnesota. He passed away. He drove buses for 55 years before his retirement in 2005.
Life failure.
known by thousands of school children.
Oh. Was he independently wealthy and did this as a nice philanthropic hobby? Or was that his job for six decades?
Began driving a bus in 1949 when he was just 17.
He was a dent head.
Well, here's his coffin.
It's a bus.
It's a school bus.
Oh, man. Did they get deeper into what was wrong with him?
No, the family wanted to have some fun at the funeral, you know.
Right.
He had quite the life.
Google him. I guarantee you there's mental damage.
There he is. There's the last recent photo.
Yeah, that's, you know, that could the be family, 10 years. The family dressed him up and put him in front of this. This is not a picture of it. He's an unhealthy man. Nobody drives a school bus for 55 years as their major source of income without having to live in a facility or be looked after. IQ 102, maybe.
Our bus driver, Gary, would stop at McDonald's at the start of every year and the end of every year and buy everybody cheeseburgers.
Was he independently wealthy in doing this as a charity?
He was definitely not.
He was the bus driver. He got the munchies and he bought everybody 69 cents.
God damn it, there were two times a year we loved it.
Look, as a kid, that's awesome. Because you look up to a bus driver until you get older and you realize.
He would call ahead and then those bags would just start coming out of the restaurant to us on the bus. It was a great day.
No one's ever said, like, what do you do for a living? The guy's like, I drive a school bus. What else do you do? That's the next question. Because nobody ever assumes that's it. Really?
No, maybe back then they paid a little bit better.
Nope.
No? My mom drove bus for a while.
I know, right.
But she had another job.
Yeah. You have to. Can't be a school bus driver and have that. My sole source of income is driving children to school for 4 or 5 minutes in the morning and then again for 4 or 5 minutes about 3 o'clock. What do you do the rest of your day? I just wait for kids to do stuff.
I'm always at the ready.
I'm always waiting. Your big yellow is always running.
In Tampa, Florida, 62-year-old George Hood set a Guinness World Record. You ready for this? 62 years old, he held the longest plank, being in the plank position for 8 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Is that a for his age record?
Nope.
Wow,
because ultra-endurance athlete surpassed the previous Guinness World Record 8 hours and 1 minute set by Mao Weidong in China in 2016.
8-hour plank?
Yeah, this guy was a former U.S. Marine and NCIS DEA special agent. You look at him, he's intense. He goes, all I do is set goals. Other than that, it's just exercise, and I'm not here to do that. I set a goal, and I
chew gum and set goals.
I drive buses for 4 or 5 minutes first thing in the morning. Then I plank until 3.
You can't tell right there, but the one picture of his eyes are so intense.
Oh, yeah.
You know this guy is just piercing.
Planks, I can do a plank for a few minutes, but I start shaking so hard I just quit because it's embarrassing. Yeah. I know somebody sees me. It looks like I've got Parkinson's. I'm just quivering. The weakness is taking over. I'll do a plank for a little while until the quivers start, and then I'm like, that's enough of that. You got another 10 seconds. I'm like, no, I don't. The shaking is embarrassing. Quit looking at me.
8 hours.
8 hours of planking is amazing. You'd have to tie me to a ceiling beam to keep me planking that long. I just have to hover.
I can't imagine the next day.
Well, I can't imagine that day when I realize that my life is just broken down into this moment.
Actually, the next week.
This is my life.
Yeah, that's what I do. I plank for full work day.
He was doing 2,000 sit-ups and 700 push-ups.
That's a lot of time.
Training. That is a lot of time.
I can't do that. Hundreds of...
I set goals!
Your goals are pointless. Watch this. What are you going to do? I'm going to plank for a full work day. Why? I'm not watching that.
This is the record.
I won't even sit through the Marvel movies because they're too long. Is he still planking? Yeah, 6 hours in. What a waste.
Logan and Daly South. Both are 32 years old. They're married. They are in a unique relationship. They're vampires. A
couple fella vampires, sounds like.
Yeah. No, actually.
One's a girl?
Yeah, and they are in a polyamorous relationship.
Oh, they got a third.
Logan drinks blood, human blood. Of course, it's willing donors. He's not.
Yeah, you're not just sucking.
He wanted to clarify that, but they have a business that they do. They're doing vampire weddings.
He'll do the ceremony.
They actually started by having their own vampire wedding. They put in $120,000 in this goth wedding.
What do they do for a living?
Now they started this event company.
Spend $120,000.
How do you have $120,000 as vampires?
Yeah, I don't know what he did before that.
That's impressive.
Or they both had decent jobs, but they got into the whole vampire thing. Here's like that couple getting married. And
vampires, all right. Dude's playing. It looks like Chris Angel with bad teeth.
And Logan officiated Roxanne and Ian's wedding because they were blown away that Logan did this because evidently he was like the Pope of the vampires in the guild or whatever.
Don't you just want to be friends with them?
Ian and Roxanne's wedding.
Roxanne doesn't surprise me. Ian looks healthy, like he had decent parents and stuff. He's still got hope. Roxanne looks like somebody that would marry a vampire. Don't you want to be friends with a guy who files his teeth down to a point and pretends to be a vampire and just sit with him and go, you realize you're not a vampire. No, I'm vampire. No, you're a guy who went to the dentist and shaved his teeth to a point. You don't have the ability to actually suck blood
and
give you life.
Trevor, is that you're not yet 30 and you've got points for teeth.
You can be in the sun, Trevor.
Years.
No, it burns. No, it doesn't. You can be in the sun, Trevor. You're not a vampire.
So their business also does other outside-the-box celebrations.
Me. But I have to say, if you had $120,000 for your wedding, you've been doing well, which leads me to believe that someday Tripp's going to do I just want to welcome to the digital team, Joseph. He's a good guy. Also, vampire. So you want to keep your windows closed and have all your meetings set at post 8
p.m. We at Hubbard are all-inclusive.
He's so good at digital sales, but he's a vampire. where do you make your money?
Excuse me, Tripp?
As a part-time vampire.
Tripp?
Yes, Richard.
You said vampire.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like real.
Like Child of the Night of the Wolves.
And where did we find this gentleman?
He's Digital Sales St. Louis. Amazing. But he got tired of the snow. It's weird that he lives in the desert. I'll say it.
But you know, I think I know the answer to the question. If we had a vampire working here and he's drinking blood once a month, you'd give him the blood.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't associate with him at all. I would laugh that people do. If he asked me for it, I'd be like, Joseph just asked me for blood. Should I do it? It would be in my head. But
you'd give him a shot.
I know that we don't have our vampire digital sales head here today because of the sun. How do you have $120,000 extra?
Hey, he won't come upstairs because there's garlic.
He can't do it. Somebody had a garlic sandwich and we lost the sale. Kristen.
Wingstop sent over a bunch of garlic fries for...
I got the both of me! Digital sales is closed. Thanks a lot, Wintermeyer and Porto Subs. They're great sandwiches, though. But garlic makes our digital sales guy melt.
Tripp, wouldn't Trevor be better served in our Seattle office?
I got to figure out their lives prior to this whole thing, unless they've been fleecing folks on this vampire deal to the tune of $120,000 expendable. We're making a fortune. We should do weddings. $120,000. I think $20,000 on a wedding's too much. That's insanity.
Imagine.
You're not really vampires. You're mentally disturbed people pretending that... we got to get back to a society that points at people and goes, no, this is weird. But I want to live as a vampire. There's no such goddamn thing. Yes, look, I've shaved my teeth into points. Are you really biting people in the neck and sucking their blood? Well, no, that would be illegal. See, what a real vampire would do is say yes to that.
A real vampire has no fear.
A real vampire is not worried about the law. Because you know why? You can turn into a bat if you try to imprison him, and he'll fly away and become a vampire somewhere else. You can't cage one. Can you turn into a bat or vapor? No, I'm in the counts payable.
Just picking up our digital department. Five.
My spreadsheets are
four or five vampires down there, just like the, what was that show?
Oh, yeah.
Their
oh,
roommates.
Yeah. Right. There's what the, what we do in the shadows. Yeah. But the real, vampire, there is such a real thing as an energy vampire. I believe that. But that's just a term.
He's awesome.
The energy vampire is my favorite thing on that show. It goes into a room and just sucks the energy out of it. And that's a very real thing some people do. But good Christ, you're not a vampire. If you currently are driving around going, no, John, I am. No, you're not. The sun's up and you're going to work. God damn it.
I'm an adaptive vampire.
No, you're not. There's no such thing. It's fiction.
They're not hearing you right now.
Yeah, I know, because they're asleep in their coffins.
Yes.
I don't get radio waves in the day. Shut up. Will everyone just shut up? Oh, I hate this. I hate that we accept that. And these guys started a business and people pay. That's the smart thing. I tip my cap to them there at night. We can't do day weddings. Are you crazy? We'll all die from unfortunate sun incidents.
That vampire's laying in his coffin right now with the audio getting piped through. It's like, Kingfish was so much better.
So you would like the chicken? Would you like anything special? I know the paprika. Or...
We like garlic. I'm kidding.
Don't joke. That's not funny.
We'll end it with a...
Don't joke. He's offended.
Don't you... He's offended. Don't around with that stuff.
Now you've gone
too
far.
Now you've gone too far because I am real vampire. No, you're
all
not.
That other stuff
this is all a game. No, it's not. I show you. I'm vapor. Look. No, you're imagining that because you're mentally ill.
I can accept everything up to that point.
You're a mentally ill grown man who went to a dentist, I hope, and shaved his teeth down to a point. But more than likely, you did it in a garage.
Even Dr.
Alphabet
didn't
is filing down teeth.
I don't think Dr. Alphabet would do it.
Logan didn't do the teeth.
He puts
in a...
Oh, it's fake?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So he admits that's fake.
Had to get those somewhere.
I mean, they're well done, you know, custom made.
Picture is in the daytime, so stop it. Oh, God, I hate humanity. And look, all of you driving along giggling, you're with me. We all hate humanity.
John, you know that before starting his vampire event company, Luke worked as the evening caregiver at an elderly care facility.
I come to you in the night because I cannot work in the daylight as an elderly care worker. It's really rough come June when the sun comes up so early. So many of you haven't gotten your sauce.
Ray asks the question, John, what happens at a vampire divorce? Blood in, blood out, right?
That's it, yeah. You get 50% of my blood bank. I lose my my nest egg of blood. Now I have to work 10 more years. I have to work 10 more years. I'm going to live forever. Oh, I hate. At least play novelty. Don't act like it's real. That's when you lose me. If it's a joke and you're fooling idiots, that's fine. But if you're out there, no, I'm really a vampire. Ugh.
The radio video.
Is it legal to kill that guy with a wooden stake to the heart? Like, if a guy came up to me and said, and he's got shaved, pointy teeth, and goes, I'm a vampire. Like, ah! I'm shoving a wooden stake through his heart, and the cops come like, why'd you do this? I'm like, guy's a vampire.
He has to attack you first.
Yeah, that's how you... You can threaten me. I'm going to shove that stake through you.
100 years of pop culture says I'm supposed to hit him with a stake.
Right. But then the law kicks in and says, you realize, everyone, there's no such thing as a vampire, right? And then these people have to stand in a courtroom and admit that. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm a merman. I'm insane,
you're right? Dry
right? I'm insane.
Now.
Yeah, no, it's rough on me right now. My people legs.
So the radio video is a new challenge for you, John. It's called the Your Entrance Challenge, your Grand Entrance Challenge. I'm creating this.
Oh.
This guy was at a store in Europe called Saturn, and he was just going through the glass doors.
Oh, he's walking through all the doors? So there's a lot of glass on the ground here. It's just him. He's just swinging the doors open two at a time. Surprises himself.
Oh, I'm going to say that guy's
walks
a bear.
Off. Yeah.
He's a bear, all right. You can tell from a distance. Not a real bear, vampires. I identify as a bear. It's a good entrance. Kick both doors open. Like you're going to take over a business. That's a great thing.
The first two were harder.
The first two doors are better. The second two explode in shards of glass everywhere, wherever they are.
I'm here.
Hello. Oops. Looks like Ross broke your door.
The guy with the baby in the back.
Sorry about that.
Someone really needed some stuff.
I've got to get some lube. Stat. Some of the hot stuff, too. All right. Well, what are you going to do? There's your Brady Report. I'm literally a little bit angry at the vampire guy. I got to calm down.
Oh. I love Trevor, for one.
Jenna says that guy in the duo of vampires has been on TV. He makes sure the blood donors don't have blood-transmittable diseases. That's a real vampire wouldn't worry about HIV. That is so true.
He vets his donors.
I have the AIDS. I will live forever with AIDS. Then what's the problem? Real vampires don't test your blood first. They have to go through and spin it and get the red and whites out and get the pure golden to make sure you're healthy. But then I will suck your blood.
John, of course, illegal to kill him unless you invite him into your house. Then you've crossed a line.
But what if I invite him into my house and then he starts talking about sucking my blood?
Oh, right.
It's legal. I got a vampire friend. I'm keeping a stake in my pocket just in case. By the way, I'll never have a vampire friend.
I think you're closing yourself off from the world personally.
Look, I like that they're at a distance. They're an entertaining part of humanity, but boy, when they're... I'm mad more because of a $120,000 wedding that he could afford. Rice and beans. Speaking of, Eric's out this morning with Nicholas at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, North Scottsdale Road in Scottsdale, which is a little bit south of Bell. They got a grand opening going on all day long. You can go nuts today out at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. Eric will tell you what he's got going on and what's freebies. They have cinnamon rolls. The second he said that, my mouth's been watering ever since. So we'll find out what Eric's got going on next. There goes your Brady Report.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3.